So in the past 6 or 7 months, we've seen more than 100 cities in the U.S. get these rentable, dockless, motorized scooters. And we're seeing a lot of accidents rack up in emergency rooms. Over the past few weeks, I've been talking to doctors in emergency rooms in several major cities, and they say they're seeing the rate of these accidents happen anywhere from maybe 10 a month to 10 a day. Well, I've heard all sorts of stories. A lot of people, they just kind of lose control of the scooter because they don't quite know what they're doing. Other incidents I've heard is that people's brakes haven't worked. I've also heard incidents where they push on the throttle and the scooter just keeps going. A lot of doctors are saying most of the injuries they see coming in are people without helmets. A lot of people renting the scooters are tourists. They're not traveling with helmets, or people just going about their day-to-day lives. They're not carrying around a helmet. And this is contributing to a lot of head injuries. That's part of the problem with the scooters. There's different laws in different states, different cities, so people don't really know what the rules are. Some states require helmets, some don't. In California, it used to be the law that everyone had to wear a helmet, but one of the scooter companies, Bird's, backed a bill to get that helmet requirement taken out, and so starting January, people won't have to wear helmets in California. So when you sign up to rent one of these scooters, you have to click through agreements in the app, and basically those agreements are taking on full responsibility for what happens with that scooter. So it absolves the scooter companies of any responsibility or liability. So if you get hurt, it's your fault, not the company's.